Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The mayor of, not the mayor, the mayor-elect of Minooka is Rick Offerman. He joins us now on WGN Radio. Mr. Mayor-elect, thanks for taking our call. How are you today?
It's nice talking with you, John.
You know, I went to school in Minooka once upon a time.
I remember.
You remember? How do you remember? You weren't around when I was going to school there, were you?
Well, it'll be a long time before you were born, John. I taught at Shanahan, and my wife and I talked with you years ago at the flower show
on
Navy Pier.
Yes, you did.
And I thought that I was the coach for a while at Shanahan, and you played for Minooka.
Yeah.
And I thought I had coached while you played, but when I described who I thought you were, a handsome young man with broad shoulders, you said, no, that was my brother.
Yeah, that was absolutely my brother, and he was quite the star athlete at Minooka. And I was quite the athlete at Minooka, but I wasn't the star. So what did you coach then?
Basketball at that time.
Yeah. So then you, but you were also a village trustee in the little town of Minooka as well, right?
Yes, I lived in Minooka.
And then you ran for mayor. So how many people were in the mayoral race?
There was a grand total of one.
Mm-hmm. So your chances were good, and I guess that means you really wanted to be mayor. Sometimes people run because they know they need to do it, but they really don't want the office. You wanted to be mayor of that town, huh?
Well, I think that I can handle the job. We'll find out in a hurry. I've had chances in the past to run meetings in different organizations.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, is a grace period. I haven't screwed anything up yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, how mad can they be right now? Well, so when do you get the gavel? When do you actually start running the show?
May 5th.
May 5th. Did you use your son for campaign commercials or anything like that?
No, I didn't. I didn't make any commercials because there was nobody running against me.
I guess that would have been a waste of money now that I think about it, although it still would have been kind of cool to say, hey, I'm Nick Offerman, vote for my dad. But maybe you don't need that. It sounds like you've sort of made a name for yourself independent of your son's fame.
Well, I've been around a while, and I was elected to different things before while he was still in high school and grade school. So
yeah.
His mother and I are really proud of him. We're proud of all four of our kids, but I would hate to get elected, you know, on his name.
I didn't realize you had three other kids. Are they in show business as well?
They probably could have been, but no, I have the director of the library district here is our daughter, and Lori and Carrie teaches in Plainfield. Has been teacher of the year a number of times, and our youngest, Matt, is the manager of a bottle shop. So right. If you want some good beer, I can get you to the right place.
I would say that's the smartest of your four kids right there.
A lot of people think so, yes, including him.
Well, then I like his chances. Rick Offerman is on a phone line, and his son Nick, of course, is famous for being on NBC's Parks and Recreation. You know, a show he did that we also liked was Making It with Amy Poehler, where it was kind of a crafty competition show where people made things. Did your son get that interest or talent from you? Are you that way as well?
Well, he says so, but he's gone so far beyond me. Both my boys are really good woodworkers.
Yeah.
And I'm probably number three on the list for the family.
But you sound like you're kind of droll, like you would have the same sort of dry sense of humor that we've known him for. Would you say he gets his personality, his brand of humor from you, Dad?
Well, I've been told that. Now, it's hard for me to judge. Thank goodness all four kids get their intelligence from their mother.
So there you go.
Yeah, that saved us there, but that could be.
What are the issues in Minooka? So Minooka's a small town off of I-80. What's the population? I keep saying small town. It's getting bigger all the time. What's the population out there?
It is sneaking up on 12,000. When we get to census, when they finally get done with that, I think we might be at 12,000, but we're close.
Got some beautiful schools out there, new subdivisions popping up. Is that a big issue for you all, sort of controlling the growth, but also embracing the growth?
Right. You try to do your best to have good quality things brought into the community. Being right on 80, we are blessed with a lot of the big box warehouses, so traffic is something we're always trying to work and fix.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's people like the taxes to go down, and the big box warehouses pay a lot of taxes, but then you got a lot of trucks on the roads.
Yeah. That's interesting. So property taxes, I've been thinking about that lately because I was looking at my property tax bill in Chicago. Are taxes in Grundy County or in Manuka low?
Well, they're lower than as you know, Manuka is right on the edge of three counties. So the village has got three different tax bases there. We're lower than Will County and the Collar counties, and I'm positive we're probably lower than Chicago.
Yeah. What are some of the other issues that concern you all? What's the buzz in Manuka these days?
Well, we just opened a new park that we've spent some years on, and the trustees had that lined up before I got back on a year and a half ago. So it's a real nice park. It's going to have ball diamonds, and it's on the Ox Sable Creek, so there's walks in the woods. It's that is what we just opened up, so that is a real positive for the village.
Yeah, yeah.
And last night we had an open house. There's five different governmental bodies. Manuka's one of them. Shanahan's another. We're going to put a bridge over the DuPage on the Manuka-Shanahan Blacktop. I think you know where that is.
I do.
So that that will tie into the towpath. So if your legs are in good shape, John, you could ride from Manuka past La Salle, Peru, and down to Hennepin without having to get off the bike. Well, you might have to get off once in a while. Yep.
I think that's a good investment. I think that not only is that La Salle, Peru area kind of pretty, there's rivers out there, but you have the Fox and the Illinois River heading out that way, right?
Right.
I think that's money well spent, especially this day and age when people really do want to kind of get out. Do you see kind of an exodus from Chicago? Are more people heading out that way?
Well, we had quite a surge a few years ago, but we're still having some additions, and I'm not sure where everybody is coming from, but you consider, when I first moved to town the first time in 1956, we had 350 people.
Wow.
So it's not the same little town that it used to be.
Yeah. Well, it's still a pretty good town. Got a good football team out there usually, don't you?
Yes, it's gone through a lot of stages, but lately we've done really well, and we're proud. We got some good kids in good schools. We're very fortunate that way.
Yeah. Well, listen, if I can ever do anything for the folks, by the way, I grew up saying Manuka, you know, ooh, and I hear my friends, though, correct me every now and then and say it's Manuka. How do you say M-I-N-O-O-K-A?
I'm glad you asked that question because that's a controversy. I graduated in 62 from Manuka High School.
Yeah.
And I had one of my classmates was really adamant. It's Manuka. It's new. If it had been the N was an M, it would be Mamuka. So you got to get that. I don't know if that's long O or not. I can't remember my English, but. It's not Nook, it's Ooh.
Well, that's the way I said it, and then, you know, I got family out there now, and they said, boy, Uncle John, you're saying it wrong, but I've got the mayor on my side on this one, so you and I just keep mooing, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Well, listen, I'll let you go, Rick. Remember, we're here in Chicago, but we get out your way every now and then. If we can do anything to help the people of Manuka, we sure will. If your son Nick Offerman comes through town sometime, tell him we're here. Maybe we would visit with him well. But it's a delight talking to you today, sir.
Well, I appreciate talking with you, John. Keep up the good work. It's good for us to talk to kids like you.
Yeah, I'm a proud grad. I was the president of the French Club both my junior and senior years when I was in high school out there.
I'm more proud of you than I was before.
Imagine that. I mean, and when I come into town, I don't see that on a sign. Could you put up one of those brown signs that says John Williams, 1976 French Club president?
I'll give that to the right committee, John. We'll see what happens.
That was a no from Rick Offerman. Sir, it's nice to talk to you. Stay well now.
Thank you, John.
Hear a little of his son there, don't you?